Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 11, 2020. Perpetuate the name? Question: should schools of integral education that will be opened by your students be named after you? Answer: why on earth? First of all, I didn't invent anything new, so I'm not supposed to do anything here. Don't attribute anything to me. Our organization is named after my teacher Abash. Our center is located on a street named after him in Petah Tikva, Israel. I don't need anything else. I will teach a couple of thousand people the Kabbalistic method, and they will go further. And personally, I will disappear into them. That's my feeling. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 17, 2020. The power of Kabbalistic texts. All the articles in Shemati are very easy to read, are seemingly quite clear, and can be processed analytically. It is not a problem at all for a rational person. We need to understand not the presentation of the article, but their internal meaning, which means to feel, to see, to hear, to understand, to sense the powers that are described in them. This is what a person needs to yearn for. A person who delves into these articles sees that he is actually very far from what they say. It is because he doesn't feel the actual material. He doesn't experience these attributes, and doesn't see these powers around him since they are not in the dimension we exist on. Question: so what is the point of reading these articles? Answer: by reading these articles we begin to realize that there is something above us, and how it can be connected to us. The yearning for reaching the internal meaning of Kabbalistic texts leads and draws us onward to spiritual objects. It awakens spiritual powers in us that gradually change us and create new attributes in us in which we already begin to feel what the article is talking about. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 8, 2019. What is altruism? Question: what is altruistic direction? Answer: altruism is the opposite side of egoism. Egoism is when everything is directed to me, my beloved, and altruism is when everything from me is to my beloved, outside of me, to all of humanity. Egoism is inward, altruism is outward. Question: how do I learn this? Answer: it is impossible to learn this. This requires a special environment, a Kabbalistic environment. To do this, you need to study practical Kabbalah, which causes certain forces in nature that transform you from an egoist to an altruist. They invert you to the opposite. You become a being with reverse thoughts, desires, actions, intentions, and goals. All in the opposite direction. Question: if everything depends on the force changing us, then what depends on me? Answer: desire. Nothing more. I want to be different. I am convinced that the egoistic forces are negative, harmful. They lead me and everyone else to death, to extinction. And only altruistic forces can revive us, save us, give us a new life. From Kab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 17, 2019. A man sold his life and became happy. Question: in Australia, a 50-year-old man, Ian Asher, completely sold his life. He sold his house, all his equipment, a car, a motorcycle, including his life and his acquaintances. He put it all up for auction on eBay for $1. He said, "I do not need such a life. Whoever wants may take it." Within a week of bidding, the price rose to $305,000. All he had left was himself, his passport, and money. He said, "I have dreamed about adventures all the time, but in reality I had a dull job. I sold carpets." He made a list of 100 goals and made a promise that in 100 weeks he would realize them all. He traveled non-stop, He flew to Dubai to ski, he ran with the bulls in Spain, he swam with white sharks in Africa, he traveled in Japan, and walked on the Great Wall of China. 2 years later, after he had spent $270,000 and fulfilled 93 of the 100 goals, he decided to give up on the remaining 7, to learn to understand in a dream that you are sleeping, to sink to the bottom of the ocean, and forget about them. Instead, he bought a small island off the coast of Panama, built a house, and began living there. Moreover, now he has a beloved woman. They opened their own publishing house, they publish books, and write fairy tales. What kind of life is worth fighting for? Answer, and what is worth fighting for if it all ends? I would not fight. What to fight for? For the fact that you have been allotted a few more years, and you want to somehow live them, better or worse. You look at the end and see that there is no point in fighting. Question, but what is really worth spending a lifetime? After all, it is so long. Answer, life is given to us only in order to attain its meaning, in which a person already attains life itself. It is life itself that is attained in attaining its meaning. The meaning of life is to reach its root, where we descend from, and where we return to. We descend into this world, and rise back. Question, why does a person need to descend into this world, to feel these problems, discontent, disappointment, and despair? Answer, so that he departs from all these problems. He does not need any problems. He needs to understand the meaning of life. But it is not at all in this world and not in how to do something in this world. Question, why not immediately reveal the meaning of life to a man? Why should he go through this series of years of meaningless existence? Answer, he would not appreciate it. He must reveal and earn it. Because when you work on it, you begin to develop an appetite for it, a desire according to which you begin to feel the meaning of life. And I can pay everything for it. All I have. I will be paying solely for attaining the meaning of life through my whole lifetime. Question, when a person became disappointed with his life, sold it and all his belongings, started all over again, and eventually found his little tiny happiness, he showed others an example that you need to set goals and achieve them. Can a person who attains the meaning of life, and for him it acquires meaning, importance, value, also somehow set an example and pass it on? Answer, but how can he tell others about the meaning of life? He has found it by himself, he has acquired it. It has a metaphysical value, not a corporeal one. It is not like I have bought or found some kind of a diamond. For me, the value of my life is in life itself, in that I attain it by myself. And for another person it is when he attains it by himself. I cannot sell it. I can sell life. But I cannot sell the value of life. Question, but a person is born with a certain aspiration for life, something initially attracts him. After that the whole society with its system overwhelms him. How can a person break through this global mass of disturbances and discern that it is possible to attain the meaning of life? Answer, this is fate. This happens if a person has a special guiding thread, a fate, luck, a special property, a special angel. Question, and what is fate? Answer, fate is a special force that invisibly, incomprehensibly leads a person by the hand to the upper goal. Question, how can a person grasp it? You know how it happens when you lay hold of the tip of the thread, start spinning an invisible clue, and it leads you, while you are working, to unexpectedly great results. Answer, this is only through a subtle property of the inner soul. Question, if a person has not yet come to the brink of absolute despair when the reverse mechanism begins to work within him, how can he voluntarily rethink it? Answer, if he has an angel, a fate, then he will succeed, but if not, it will not work. Each of us has a good angel. One has only to draw this good angel to him. To do this, one really needs to want it. It happens to the one who wants it. This is an internal feeling of longing, a glow of the goal that you want to strive for, but you do not understand what it is, How to achieve it, where to find strength, desire. People who want this come to us. If in each person a special property arises, to attain oneself, one's own upper world, one's predestination, then this means that an angel is already appearing in him. The force that is leading him to the goal, to attainment. Question, and are we already in this generation? Answer, yes, we are on the threshold of the fact that each of us has an angel who is already telling him, whispering that there is a meaning in life, do not despair, go forward and search. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 3, 2020.